others. And if you find you're tuning into a wave, well then I don't know much about the insane.
Hello everybody.
Hello friends.
Welcome in to another episode of Spiritual Philosophy Chatter with the Joneses, and I am Danny Jones.
And I am Samantha Jones.
And this is episode 234.
234.
This is appropriate.
Yes, it is,
what
actually.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the magic of synchronicities.
Yeah, 234.
234, yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, before we get into that, because this is a really cool topic, and I know that a lot of people have a lot to say about that.
Yes.
But anything you want to talk about from last week, though?
Yeah, I do have an email that we received. Oh, look at that, 1111.
Oh, my God, is that beard?
Shocking. Okay, I have an email that we received. This is from Melissa. She says, "Hi, Samantha and Danny. Congratulations on your move. I'm just having time to listen back to the episodes right after you came back. I have a question, and sorry if this has been asked. What made you decide on Las Vegas, and what are the biggest differences there and from where you were before? I guess that's two questions, LOL.
Yeah.
Sorry for being nosy. Thanks for all you do, Melissa."
Oh, that's cool. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. What made us choose Vegas? The universe.
Yeah, I think there's a multitude of things about it that were appealing. But I think you're right. The universe did essentially kind of call that a spade.
Yes.
A while before we made the move.
A long while. It was about 5 years ago, I think, that I said to you, because I remember hearing it. I remember hearing your, I can't believe that we're here 5 years later and I'm telling this story because it's so weird. I remember hearing, you're going to move back to Vegas. And I remember hearing going, oh no, because I knew you weren't going to be super thrilled about it.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah. I kept it to myself for a while.
Yeah.
And then I told you.
For me, growing up in California, I had greenery and ocean and things like this that were always the backdrop of my visual.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest part of it for me here was, it's beautiful. It's just a different type of beauty.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll appreciate that scenery more when I see it again.
Yes.
But I think there was a lot of things. I think the cost of living, it was not hard to argue with, which is significantly lower than California. I mean, literally, like, we're paying half the rent for more square footage
it's wild.
In the house we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So the other part was it's only a state away. It wasn't like we had to make this giant leap across the country.
Yeah.
To start off, like, for me, being a first move. This, and it's somewhere that you knew. So one of us could be the guide, essentially, and we weren't both lost.
Yeah.
but I think that down the road, we've talked about maybe, you know, when we're done here, relocating and trying, like, the East Coast.
Yeah.
And something else. But cool. I think we both decided a while ago that while we still have time on this earth, we want to see other places. We want to live other places, even if it's for a few years at a time.
Yes.
And that, like, owning a home in one particular city is not really of that much importance to us right now.
No, it's not. And I realized that about myself a few years back was that I don't like to stay in one place for too long, whether it's the house or the city or whatever. I don't know. Maybe that's some kind of weird trauma response from childhood, but I just don't. I like to move around. I like to be that kind of gypsy roaming person that it's like, ooh, what adventures are coming next? Right. So even though I've lived here before, there's still so much that's new because I was gone for 13 years.
Yeah.
So there's so many new things. So it's like moving back to...
That was the other huge selling point that I was going to get to, was that everything here for me was absolutely new.
Yes.
And there's a big portion of what's here now compared to 10, 15 years ago for you, what's new.
Oh, yeah. So much.
So that was another selling point, is that I was a little bored in California.
Oh, yeah. A lot bored.
And I didn't live in the same place my whole life in California. I went from living in the coast, kind of bouncing back and forth from my mom and my dad. My dad's more inland in, like, Ventura County. And then my mom was more coastal.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think that that was another big selling point. Like, as a matter of fact, yesterday we were like, okay, we got to get out and get exercise. So we went down to the Strip because now the holidays are over. So it's a calmer time.
It was still
what
crazy,
they would call a calmer time. at the Strip, yeah. which is not.
Yeah, it still wasn't yet.
Yeah, but we walked like 5 miles.
We sure did, yeah. So. Mm-hmm. And you saw, I think everything that you saw was, besides we went down to where my brother works at Brooklyn Bowl, which you had seen before, but I think yeah. Everything other than that that we saw was new for you.
And I don't remember the Brooklyn Bowl part that much yeah. because it was at night too, I think.
True, yeah. So it was cool. It was totally, totally cool. What was our other question? Oh, what's the big differences? The biggest difference is, I think that the people are people. The biggest difference. Where we're from in Southern California is kind of like cookie cutter. Everybody drives a Tesla and has blonde hair. The women, you know.
Yeah, you're tongue-in-cheeking it there. Yeah, she's not being literal. But
it's close.
I think what you're trying to say is there's not a very large diversity
no.
in where we came from.
Not at all. It's so, the celebrity rich people area yeah. with, you know, it's the right. Mercedes and the so many Teslas. Every other car there
but
is
Vegas
a Tesla.
Is more because it is the entertainment capital of the world. You have people from everywhere. So it's a lot more diverse.
I love it. I love
it's
the diversity.
It's a lot more diverse. Yeah. So I would say the people are the biggest thing the scenery is the sure. biggest change.
Yeah.
And the people are the second. The driving is the third.
The driving
is not as bad as California, meaning people aren't going 80 and 90 down the freeway.
No.
Pretty much 70, 75 yeah. at the most.
They're not, yeah.
It's just they make a lot of, and it's not probably even locals because it's people that are not from here. Mm. They make a lot of sudden, stupid moves.
Yeah, good luck, everybody else.
Yeah, so you have to really watch what's going on the freeways,
yeah.
Especially if you're new, but not just because of that, because there's people coming from everywhere that don't know where they're at.
Yeah, they will actually give you a price reduction in insurance if you take a defensive driving course here,
huh.
because it is bad. And I warned you, that was like the big thing I warned you about before we moved here, is these drivers are insane. And yeah, it's like, I don't know, I don't enjoy driving here. And it takes forever to get like to the freeway, or, you know, once you're like on the freeway, you can get to the Strip in 20 minutes, but
right.
Yeah, it takes yeah. a long time just to get to the grocery store because of all the stoplights and people.
It does, yeah.
But, yeah. But I'm happy to be back, and I'm enjoying being back. And, you know, I think Danny's settling in more. And
yeah, I know this is not somewhere I'll live for the rest
no,
of my life.
No,
it's,
no, no.
It's, but the experience part of it is fun. It's motivated me, you know, like influenced me. Just yeah. kind of, even with my art, my work, what I'm working on right now. So I like that. I'm trying to embrace that part of it, the experience yeah. of the change, and just trying to enjoy as much as I can here, because I do feel like the next place won't be such a yeah. mecca of entertainment.
Probably not.
It'll be a bit quieter.
Probably. We'll so. Probably want that at yeah. that point, you know, because, yeah. yeah. Now it's like even when we left the Strip yesterday, I was like, okay, I've had my fill of right. people now for a while. It's exhausting.
Because even as much as I want to tell myself at 50 I'm old, I'm not.
No, you still got a little
I have a lot of youth yeah. left in me, so I really want to take advantage of that here.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I can't. I'm not going to, like, you know, jump out of a plane or anything, but,
no.
you know, anyways. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you for that, Melissa. And then before we give our information, I want to talk a little bit about the TV show yeah. and some other changes that I've kind of made here recently. So my TV show is going to be starting Monday, January 15th. Soon, a week yeah. from Monday. It will be at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And it's on Bold and Brave TV. And where can you find Bold Brave TV? So you can see this on YouTube. It will air live on YouTube if you go to their page, Bold Brave TV, and I'll share it as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an Android, you can download their app, or if you have an Amazon device like Alexa, you can download the app there. YouTube Live, it'll be there. It's also on the Bold Brave TV website. I know that there's a lot of places, but I think these are the most common places. I'm also still finding out stuff, so once I know more, I will let you guys know. But yeah, that's what I know about that right now. To prepare for this, because all of the work that I've done up until this point has been radio or podcast, it hasn't been TV or anything like that. So what I'm doing now to try and prepare for that is by doing lives in my group and on TikTok and things like that. So I've started doing that last week, and that's been a lot of fun, getting to talk to people and you know, do readings live and everything. And I'm also doing more videos for TikTok. So if you don't follow me on TikTok, it's Beyond the Bridge 11 that you can find me at. I guess at this point I'm working on being an influencer, and I never thought that's what was going to happen, but that's what the universe is now pushing. And I didn't see that coming. Somebody called me an influencer a couple years ago, and I was like, no. But apparently that's where this goes from here. So...
Yeah, that's a loose term.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I think you're just kind of sharing what you know and what you see and what your experiences are.
Yes, exactly.
And then your intuition, I guess, your connection with, I mean, people are asking you questions about their lives, right? About their families, their animals, their loved ones, living in past. And so you're an influencer because you can connect to this? Nah, I don't know about that.
But. Well, I think that that is a weird
but
term.
But it's a general term.
Yeah, but it makes sense because it's not like I want to influence people, but I want to help them. I want to guide them. So it's like, that. I guess that's a term, you know, and that's fine.
It's acceptable.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, so that's what's going on there.
That's exciting.
And... Yeah, it's a whole different world for me, but I'm getting used to it and enjoying it, actually.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me as much to see myself anymore, just like how it stopped bothering me to hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll get to a point where I just won't care anymore, you know, just be like, this is normal,
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we got a big episode ahead, so let's share some information so we can get on with it.
Let's do it. Okay, so you can find me at SamanthaJonesPsychicMedium.com or on Etsy at BeyondTheBridge11. And like I said, TikTok and Instagram also BeyondTheBridge11.
Okay.
And for you?
DJonesRCollection.com for the web, at DJonesRCollection for Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And for my photography, Etsy store is... DJonesPhotography71, and if you'd like to see it on Instagram, that is DJones71Photography. Just flipped them.
Anywhere you go, if you search D. Jones,
it'll
come up. Yeah. Same with Spiritual Joneses. That's what I tell people to search for us, because then you don't have to look for all this other stuff.
Jones can get a little bit, you know, vast.
Yeah.
So that's why, but yeah, if it's D. Jones and it has something to do with art or photography, you're most likely in the right place.
And if it has 71, you're definitely
Place. Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. That's it for me.
Yay.
All right. Okay. Well then, episode 234, The Magic of Synchronicities.
So you asked me a question before we started recording, and you said, is this just going to be about numbers or other stuff? And so I wanted to kind of loosely give it my definition of synchronicities, and then I'll read what, like, I put it through AI and asked AI to define it. Okay. But synchronicities aren't just numbers. What a synchronicity is a combination of things. So you might have a number, you might see, like, let's say 333. And you might hear a song that reminds you of somebody on the radio. That's a synchronicity. You might see 1111 and then see a little bird outside. That's a synchronicity. It's two or more things at pretty much the same time, around the same time, is a synchronicity. So you have the angel numbers, you have music, you have creatures, you have literal signs, you have words. I mean, it goes on and on and on of what a synchronicity could contain, is my point.
Cool.
But let me read you what my AI program says synchronicities are. Okay, from a spiritual perspective, synchronicities are often viewed as divine or cosmic messages indicating alignment and a higher purpose or universal energy. Many spiritual traditions suggest that these meaningful coincidences, quote coincidences, are signs that individuals are on the right path or that there's a deeper unseen order to the universe.
Yeah.
Some may interpret synchronicities as messages from spirit guides, angels, or the universe itself, offering guidance, encouragement, or validation.
Yeah.
Individuals practicing spirituality often use these occurrences as opportunities for self-reflection, seeking deeper meaning, and connecting between their experiences and their spiritual journey. Exploring synchronicities from a spiritual standpoint can involve practices like meditation, mindfulness, or rituals to enhance one's awareness and openness to these seemingly serendipitous events. I like that word. I always like that word. It's a way of acknowledging the interconnectedness of life and embracing the idea that there may be a higher guiding force at play. Are you having a problem today? Oh, my gosh.
I've been running over my headphone cable here for the last 5 minutes.
So. Yeah, I'm like, squeak that chair. You buy an office chair that says, you know, it's not going to squeak, and it's like the squeakiest thing in the world.
It's not an office chair.
It's a gaming chair. It's a gaming chair. Whatever.
It's not meant for recording chair, that's
no,
for sure.
No, it's definitely not.
One thing that jumped out about me, sorry about the squeaking, guys, about that, and this isn't on the topic, but the first part of spirituality for me in this change in my life was accepting that there are no coincidences.
Exactly, yeah.
So these synchronicities are not coincidence.
No.
Okay, so when I say that, for instance, I see 11 minutes after every hour, I don't mean literally every hour. So I don't look at the phone every hour. But 2 hours might go by. 3 hours might go by, and I'll be damned. I pick up the phone and look at what time it is, and it's 11 minutes after the hour.
Or you wake up and look at your phone. And
that's how it started for me.
That's true. It did, huh?
Yeah. It started with waking up in the middle of the night or early, because I'm not the greatest like sleeper. I get up and use the bathroom a lot. So, but I was waking up at, I was seeing triplets at first. Before I started seeing 11 minutes after the hour, I was seeing triplets. So 3:33, 4:44. This is when I was waking up and see, I had a clock right by the bed because I used to have to punch to go to work, you know, have an alarm to go to work. And that's how it started. Then it changed. So I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
You know, we can get into that a little bit too in this episode, but it changed from the triplets to the 11 minutes after.
Yeah.
I still see the triplets. But I see both, and then there's a combination of some other numbers that I'll see that mean something too. But
when I first started seeing numbers, I remember always being drawn to 11. Like, that's always been a number that stood out to me. So 11, always I would see that. But it didn't really start getting crazy for me until after my mom died. And then I started seeing 13s because she died on April 13th. And I was mad. I didn't want to see those 13s because I felt like every time I saw them, it reminded me that she was gone.
Yeah.
But it kept happening more and more and more. And then I finally recognized and said, okay, you're trying to communicate with this number.
Right.
And so that's how my mom and I started our language. Yeah. And now I have numbers with all of my people on the other side, so I know who's talking to me. And different signs, too. But there's things that still confuse me, even all these years later. And it's almost been 20 years.
You've done much better at setting certain numbers or that you see.
Oh, yeah, we have a language,
as a language. I didn't do much of that.
Yeah.
But through time, over the several years now, there, like I said, are certain numbers that mean things. So when I see 311, that's just not 11 minutes after the hour. That's pertaining to Marina.
Right.
Our kid. So I know that.
Right.
And then 134. Mm-hmm. But when you switch that up,
143. Yeah.
Also, 143. When you switch that up, that's your mother's death date.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a lot of things. And I see that in combination, whether it's 314, 413, 134, you know.
Yeah.
I'll see that. A lot. And often, what I notice for me, since I didn't work a lot at setting, particular signs for things, is I know that when I'm seeing those on a regular, I'm where I should be.
Yes.
I'm doing good. I'm focusing on the things I should be focused on. Mm-hmm. And I'm not letting the illusion of the world get to me.
Right.
It's when I don't see those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I feel lost and disconnected. And I'm buying into the illusion of the world.
Absolutely.
I'm taking this all a bit too seriously,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Yeah.
I think synchronicities and angel numbers and all of that, they are very personal. So a lot of people will message me and throw a number at me and ask me, what does this mean? Okay, well, I don't have a whole dictionary of what all these things are supposed to mean. I have my own, you know, things that mean certain things. I think it's very much about you, about right. like 13 for you, if you were seeing it before you knew me, wouldn't make any sense because no. you don't have somebody that was close to you that passed or born or whatever on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
No significance. So you have to look at what it is personally. Like even the triplets, you could go online and you can Google like, what does 333 mean? Right. But you're going to find that every website says something different.
That's the problem I kind of have with the angel number situation.
Yes.
Okay. I love the fact that somebody took the time to write, ideas about what these non-coincidental happenings mean.
Right.
But like you said, as we get to other locales in the internet of certain information, it varies.
Yes.
So I don't want to tell myself, well, that's what that means. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like tarot cards, where tarot cards have specific faces right. and meanings and
right.
things like that. This is different because somebody's going to tell you 333 means this, and then you go to another
yes.
site and tell you 333 means this.
Totally.
So I, again, take it as they're just, and I said this to you earlier, that I feel like there's a bigger purpose for this synchronicities and numbers as far as humans are concerned than it being a personal thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I think we both get asked a lot of questions about mm-hmm. what does this mean? I'm seeing this and, mm-hmm. and okay, unless you've made set a particular number as a sign for yourself to communicate a particular thing.
Right.
Then there probably is no greater meaning to what you're seeing.
Right.
It's just the fact of it's yes or no. Right. Are you seeing it or are you not?
Right.
Now, we are hearing a lot about in the last several years about being woken.
Mm-hmm.
And some people in a political sense think this is ridiculous.
Right.
And then some people in a spiritual sense think absolutely not. This is absolutely pertinent
yes.
to mm-hmm. our survival.
Yes.
Well, the fact that people are coming out now and saying, what is this? And I'm seeing this like on just like people I don't know.
Right.
Other posts and things.
Yeah.
And I think this is a way of waking us up.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
It's trying to get each and every one of our attention. We are connected.
Right.
So the reason that we're connected is that's just how it is. I couldn't really tell you the reason, but
right.
we are connected. And I think it's trying, the universe is trying to say, who's paying attention?
Right.
Who's which watching and listening and who's not?
Yes.
Because the ones that are not are going to get caught up in this illusion of the world.
Right.
And that this is all real and I'm a victim and this is happening to me and everything's bad.
Yeah.
As opposed to this is a way, I think, just for them to say, you're doing good. Mm-hmm. Don't take this too seriously because it's all just a big game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're trying to show you that. We're just trying yep. to show you. Keep it light.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you're seeing 333, 444, 555, you know, like some days I see every single one. I don't put that there's a specific message. I just feel like on the days that I'm really understanding life better and I'm drawing the positivity to myself and being in that zone is when I see those more.
Yes.
And so like you said, it's just telling me you're doing good. You're on the right track. Mm-hmm. But if you want to set those things, you can. But I would say do them for yourself. Don't set it according to what a website tells you to set it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Set it with what you're feeling. That's what they want to do. They're, you know, English is a language that we all speak, right? Or whatever language you have in your country.
Mm-hmm.
The language of the universe is telepathy, and most people don't speak that.
No.
So they have to create a kind of sign language type thing for us, right? But it doesn't have to be the same language for everybody. It's not. It's your own personal language with your own personal guides. So you set it for whatever you want it to mean. Same with songs. Same with birds. Like, I have one bird that they don't have them here, I don't think, mom birds, that it was this bird I was seeing all the time, and so I called them mom birds. You just do you, you know, if it helps you to go to a website and look, then do that, but pick something so that you're not,
you have to set it for you.
I agree.
Because you will confuse yourself. You'll maybe get scared.
You'll
scare yourself unnecessarily.
That happens a lot.
Because you'll be like, oh, well, this website said that it said it means this, but this one says it means this. Uh-oh.
Right.
You know, like, why? Mm-hmm. Who actually spoke to the creator of the universe to definitively write this down?
Yeah, I've never had my guides tell me, like, here's what these mean, you know, write this down and put it out to people. No, I really think that's the wrong way of doing it. I think it's individual. Right. It's a very individual experience.
And I'll be honest with you, I saw somebody post this on Facebook and I got a laugh out of it because I relate. That goes even, like, biblically for me is, like, how are people writing about stuff that happened to Jesus when he was alone?
Right. He wasn't – nobody was there. Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah.
Again, nothing against the people that took the time to write those things.
Yeah.
Cool. But I'm not sure I'm ready to base everything off of that.
No. Uh-uh. Definitely not. So I asked our listeners, do you see signs and synchronicities? And 71% said all the time.
That's rad.
22% said sometimes. 2% said not really. And 1% said I'm not sure. So I'm hoping for the 1% that you will know after listening to this episode if you see those synchronicities or not. And maybe the people that are not really will start seeing them more. Yeah. But some of the comments that we got were, this one's from Mikey. She said, I see repeating numbers a lot, but I see 333 and 555 more than others. I chalk seeing 333 up to something with my dad who has passed, but 3 is my number, which he knows has been for sports all my life. And I've asked him before to send me signs like, please, dad, show me 3s, maybe even 3 3s, so I know it's you. So I'm thinking the 3s is something with my dad, and the 5s is still something. I'm trying to figure this one out.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it absolutely, and you've set that now, that 333 is your dad. Just like with my mom, I've set the 13s. And it helps them then to communicate more with you. And you had mentioned something about it kind of scaring people. And I think that one of the things that I know, because I hear this from my clients a lot, is that they see these synchronicities and they go, what's wrong?
Right.
What's going to happen?
Are they warning me?
Right. What are they warning me about? You know, if you set something like that, like I did have my friend Amy that recently passed away, she had 13 set for bad stuff. So when she saw 13, she knew bad stuff was coming. I don't really want to do that because I start to get nervous. Like, I have songs that mean certain things are coming that I don't want to deal with. And even when those come on, I'm like, no, come on, man.
That's why I asked you, are we going to talk just about numbers? Or are we going to talk about songs too? Because I feel like they are a big part of the synchronicity.
Yes, they are.
Topic that we're talking about. And for me, they do a better job of sort of warning me about something or showing me that everything's going to be fine.
Yes.
More so about the warning part, because we have set songs for particular people and situations. So I don't confuse the two. And this is very helpful now. So I look at numbers and I just go, if I'm seeing them, I'm where I should be.
Right.
And I'm not arguing. If I'm not seeing them, then I need to change something.
Yes.
But as this is happening in the change of whether seeing or not seeing, I'm also listening to music on a regular. Mm-hmm. So what am I hearing?
Right? Yes.
I have a playlist that I pretty much just keep adding to on my phone, which is thousands of songs. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? It's like not the radio all the time where it can just, they play the same stuff, 10 songs. And even when that was happening, they somehow seem to manage to slip in the one song that you don't hear that much that you needed to hear at that time.
Totally.
So this is not coincidental.
It's not.
I believe it's just a way. It's like, I don't know, like that person in the office that you always see every day, and it's just that one hello every day.
Right.
Letting you know we're here. Hi.
Right.
And that's all they want to do. Like you said, they've created a sign language to bridge the gap between two dimensions.
That's right.
That we can't see them. Mm-hmm. Not all of us. You know, you can, and many others can also hear and see them, you know, with their third eye. But I've done things to test it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the process of doing this again, and I don't know how it's going to go. But I'll share this with you. We got a new car, a Ford Bronco, in 2022 or 23?
January 23.
Okay, 23, yes. And for the license plate, I had said out loud that I hope I get good numbers
mm-hmm.
because I know that that's a way for them to show me something, mm-hmm. to tell me it's okay, right?
Yep.
And I think both of us, when we put in for the reservation on this vehicle, so we reserved the vehicle to save us a lot of money
mm-hmm.
in the long run,
yeah.
which it did.
Yeah.
But when the time came for it, we kind of knew this because you were been told earlier that it wasn't going to be feel like the most
yeah.
financially sound time to be doing this.
No.
But you can't control when the vehicle is going to be produced and manufactured and then delivered.
Right.
So lo and behold, it's delivered not at the greatest time.
Yeah.
So I said, I hope I get good numbers, thinking, let us know that this is a good thing or not. Like, we didn't screw ourselves.
Right, totally.
And so we got the license plate, our California plates for mm-hmm. it. And I had triple ones.
Yep.
In the
numbers.
License plate.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have now thrown this out there to them this time because we are in a new state, which requires new registration and new plates
yeah.
for Nevada. So I'm giving them the opportunity to entertain us
mm-hmm.
one more time and say, if there's something you really want to prove or show us that
yeah.
we can even share with our listeners and our group
yeah.
to say, this is a way that they're trying to communicate. So
yep.
I'm still sitting on California plates until, well, it's
appointments in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks is the appointment for the DMV. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
When we get new plates. But
yeah.
I'm putting it out there, like, show me something. Keep my faith restored,
yeah.
you know, and not restored, intact, excuse me.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But that was a good one, I think, for me. I was like, whoa.
That was cool. That's our anniversary, too, is 111.
Yes, 111.
So, mm-hmm, which is coming up here in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while you were talking about that, it was funny. While you were talking about that, it came up as 30 minutes and 41 seconds. So it was 3:41, and
funny.
Then we're almost at 11:43, like off by just a little bit. But I wanted to kind of explain a little bit once you, because see, Danny and I are kind of in different stages, I think, of our synchronicity journeys, not just because I've been doing this longer, but because of my job. So it helps me a lot. And I don't know if you really want to get in depth as much as I do, but I play games. Okay. I play games every single day
yeah,
with
I
this.
Yeah, I don't that much
okay.
as you.
So let me tell you one of the games that I played with myself that went really weird. So my brother Dan that passed away the day before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
we knew that he was going to pass. It was a prediction that I had made. And I want to say that it was sometime around this time last year that I asked if he was going to pass before his next birthday, which is in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for certain signs. I had songs for him and numbers for him, and it was crickets, nothing. Okay, so I knew he wasn't going to die then. I didn't ask again. But as it got closer and closer to him passing, his songs kept coming up more and more. And Amanda and I both kept commenting on there's Dan songs all over the place.
Yeah.
So these things started happening more and more closer to when he passed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask that question again. I didn't come back to it. I knew it was coming. I didn't really need to know a time frame. But I do this a lot with questions in my life that I might need help with. If there's something that's bothering me and I don't know which way to go about it. For a while, I was thinking about trading in my car and getting an electric vehicle. And I would play these games like when we would leave the house of, okay, if I'm supposed to get this car, I want to see three of that car while I'm out or whatever. And I wouldn't see it. It wasn't the right time or,
right.
you know, whatever.
Right.
But you can ask the universe
mm-hmm.
questions that way and they will answer you. It's very, very helpful. I've tested it over and over and over again. And the only, there's been a couple of times where it has gone a different direction. We went to this psychic in California at the Psychic Eye bookstore. Mm-hmm. And on the way there, I was feeling nervous about it. I was like, if this is the right thing, because it was actually for our birthdays. And I was like, if this is the right thing, if this is where we should be going, I want to see 14s, because that's your number and it was your birthday. Mm. And kept seeing 14s, one after the other after the other. And so I was like, okay, let's go. And we get there, and it's like, I think personally, the worst reading I've ever gotten, but actually one of the most accurate readings I've ever gotten.
It just came off very scattered.
It was very scattered. It was very scary. I would never deliver a reading the way that that lady did. So on the way home, I cried. I was like, why did you send us there? But you know what? If I would have actually listened to what she said, I probably, this would have gone smoother for me. If I would have just been like, no, she's not wrong. Right, this is going to be difficult in this area, whatever. It was always there in the back of my head, you know? So it didn't go the wrong way. It just felt like it did at the time.
That's something about learning how to communicate like this is there's a couple things that are really important is that if you're going to try, you got to be aware.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So when we say awoke or, you know, awake, aware, you have to, there's a fine line, okay, and I don't know how to explain this, between trying to read into things mm-hmm. and seeing what you want to see
right.
and leaving your eyes open to the universe showing you what it is you need to see.
Right.
So this is a... This is a type of communication that often hindsight really comes into play,
mm-hmm.
that you don't necessarily always get your answer right away.
That's true.
You've got to remember the question you posed and asked, and then you have to wait.
Yes, and you have to let it go.
You have to let it go.
Yeah.
But you can't forget.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? If you're like, show me three cars if I'm supposed to get this car, right? Okay, and then you go out, and then you're screaming and yelling at all the cars, and you're pissed off at the road, and you're worried about the bills, and all, you're not looking.
You're not paying attention.
You're nowhere in that realm
right.
for them to communicate.
Right, for them to notice, absolutely.
So,
mm-hmm.
this is where hindsight does come into play. And I'll say, like, with this lady at the Psychic Eye bookstore that gave this reading that was very scattered, as we said, but in hindsight,
mm-hmm.
now that we've been here and we can go down the list and go, holy crap.
Right.
Like almost everything that lady said
yeah.
happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not at all what I was thinking.
Mm-mm. No,
but not at this all. Is hindsight showing me.
Yep.
Like, don't judge. Wait for the answer.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. There's a lot of things, too, that happened to me that I don't really know why. And they like synchronicities that I don't understand why. And I figure like it's just, you know, the universe just saying hello or whatever. But one that came to my mind was so I have this dad, right, that I didn't know anything about until a few years ago. And so we talk occasionally. And this was towards the beginning of the relationship. And he said to me that one of the things that he remembered the most about my mom was that everything she touched turned to gold. That was his exact quote. Everything she touched turned to gold. I got in the car to go and get my McDonald's coffee,
yeah.
and I heard a song. I don't know what song it was. I looked it up then, but it's like kind of like an R&B song, I think, maybe Motown-ish, where it says, everything I touch turns to gold, or everything she touches turns to gold, something like that, right after the conversation with my dad. And I was like, never heard this song before, mm-hmm. and that's weird. So why do they do that? I don't know. Maybe it was just her confirming, yeah, because I'm working with you and everything I touch turns right. to gold, so therefore it will for you too, you know?
Right.
Or maybe
but why not? You know, why not take something like that that he said that jumped out at you
mm-hmm.
and then echo that, reverberate that?
Yeah, totally. You know,
because then it really gets your attention. You're
yes,
like, wait a minute. That statement already jumped out at me.
Yes.
The first time I heard it. Now I'm hearing it again in a song 2 seconds later.
Right. Yes. And while I was going through this process of trying to contact him for the first time after I found out about him, Adele released a song, Go Easy on Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hearing that song like 3-4 times a day. I was hearing it. And I thought, what does this have to do with, you know? And it actually ended up being that it was about him. And that's one of our songs now, because it talks about, I was just a child. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't have time to make a decision, because he basically just decided to not be a part of my life. You know, it was whatever, a quick decision. Mm. But he also calls me baby. And she uses, I know, she uses that term in that song over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So I look back now and I go, holy crap, they were trying to tell me that this is now him. This is his song.
Right.
It was so weird. And if you notice that, that's happened to me a lot, where it's like there's a song that I will hear over and over and over again, and then something will happen that makes me understand why I was hearing that song. And right. then once it happens, it goes away. Like, even when he messages me or Amanda, a lot of times we'll hear Mark songs.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he'll message.
During that period, I remember when Michael Jackson's Billie Jean was coming on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to figure out, what's this song?
Yeah.
Why is this?
Yeah.
And I had said to you, because it talks about somebody claiming that they have a child that belongs to him that doesn't belong to him.
Right.
So I was having this feeling of like, well, maybe it's about you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Mark song. It's about you and your relationship, you know, and
right.
him denying that you belong to him.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it was like, nah. Well, it definitely has to do with that side of my family. I think as you got into it and searched those feelings, but you realized this was not a Mark song. This was Dan.
Yeah, brother Dan that passed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That he actually was not the biological...
We were questioning
right.
if he's the biological, actually Mark's biological
right.
child, is the question that was thrown out.
Yes.
We don't know for sure.
Right.
There's never been a DNA test that is proven, but because there was that questioning mm-hmm. of it, I set that as a Dan song.
Right.
Now, the weird thing is that there was a song that I was really attracted to, a mix-up of Billie Jean and this song called F It Up. And it became a TikTok trend. And it was basically people dancing to it, and they would somehow make themselves look like a ghost coming out of their body.
Oh, okay.
And so the song would come up, and it would go, boo, bitch, I'm a ghost. And I just love this song, right? Well, Dan, I forgot about that song. That was years ago. After he died, I heard that song on TikTok for the first time in forever. And that was one of the ways that at the beginning he was kind of trying to let me know he was around. Boo, bitch, I'm a ghost. And so it's like, whoa, that is so weird that that became now this one, a Dan song.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange the way the universe uses that kind of stuff,
right.
really, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because that was a question we had asked. And when we were even looking at you guys physically,
yeah.
like all of you
right.
together,
yeah.
he didn't look like any
he
of
you. He doesn't,
them.
Yeah.
So we were like, wow, this is interesting. And then that song just kind of kept
yeah.
coming on.
Yeah.
So I took it was that was what they were saying.
Yeah.
But again, there's no proof to that.
Right.
But this is, why is this going on?
Right.
Why is this keep coming? You know,
yes,
around these particular times when you're like involved with them or something, you
right?
know, something's going on, but
yeah, there were some definitely with Dan, there were some interesting songs, and it's just so weird. Like, songs are constantly added. When this first started, and my mom, I felt the song starting with my mom. I thought that they had to be newly released songs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that you could go back and it could be any song, but it can be. It can be any song because
yeah.
it'll be stuff that's just pertaining to your life at that time mm-hmm. where you might hear a lyric that just stands out to you. That happens to me so much. It's
yes.
wild. Even talking about something the other night, I don't remember what it was, but I was thinking about something and then all of a sudden in a song, it said the exact same word I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and we both have had people reach out to us and ask these questions.
Yeah.
Like, what does this mean? And it's like, well, I'm not a professional at this. I'm not a guru. I just go off my own experience.
Right.
And like we were saying, your experience is different in the way you've sort of utilized it. This
mm-hmm.
is your, like, career.
Exactly.
For me, it's more of a joyride. Sometimes not so joyful. But it's more of a joyride. It's not really my career.
Yeah.
So I don't put a huge amount of work and researching and figuring out what
sure.
all this means. But I know it's happening to me because it started the day I woke up. I woke up twice last night in the middle of the night, and it's triplets every time I'm waking up looking at the clock.
Yep.
So
exactly.
And then it's just gone on from there. But
yep.
there definitely is a communication aspect happening here, whether you want to admit that or not. I know it.
Yes.
And how do I know that? Well, I just know.
Yes.
So there's a particular song, like I had somebody reach out to me and ask me this recently, like, do you get a lot of like messages or what they called downloads from music? And I was like, well, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It just depends. A lot of times it's not even like some sort of massive message, like you need to go here and buy this house, and job, and marry that woman, and drive that car, and it's not all that.
No.
It's just simply like, I had a really close friend that I played music with for years, named Rob. He was one of the best drummers I'd ever met, a quirky, lovable guy, and he. I always remember him talking about Sting, how much he loved Sting.
Me too.
And so when sometimes I hear his songs, now I know your mom has you have a connection with your mom too.
Yes.
And that's where your love for it comes.
Yes.
But sometimes when they come on, I will either hear like Linda in my head or I'll hear Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's who's talking to me.
I didn't know that.
That's who's sharing with me about nothing.
Cool.
Just saying, I'm here.
Any particular songs?
For Rob, it's more Sting solo. He doesn't share with me. I don't think Police, Rob's name when I hear Police music.
Okay.
I mainly think Linda when I hear Police music.
Yeah.
But I think Rob when I hear Sting, because when we played together, even though we were a heavy band, he was a jazz trained drummer.
Yeah.
So he listened to a lot of different stuff and he really liked Sting.
Yeah.
At the time, I couldn't stand it, you know? When we have to do road trips, he'd be like, oh, we're going to hear Free again? I'm going to smash the stereo, man. But you know what? As I've gotten older, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So now when it comes on and I hear it, I hear him sort of kind of like, rubbed off on you, huh?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you did, man. Sorry. Yeah. You know, you had good taste. Sorry, I knocked it back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and there may be a line from a song that I've heard millions of times. It came out in 1972 or something. And I've heard that song so many times. But this particular line of the song jumps out to me like it's never
totally
been there before.
Absolutely.
And I know the words. Mm-hmm. I sing along with it all the time. I probably drive you nuts because I turn on the radio and I sing. I don't fucking care.
That's fine.
Excuse me. I don't like silence. I want to sing with the music.
I don't mind.
But yeah, all of a sudden here's a line that I really never, it never meant anything to me.
Totally.
So when that happens, if I've not set a sign for it, then I take a moment to think about, what does that say?
Right.
What does that say? What did that say and what is that saying to me?
Yes.
Yeah, I might search a little deeper there. But I think for the most part, you know, like you said, songs are always being kind of added depending on.
Mm-hmm.
My parents haven't passed. So I imagine that when that happens, when my immediate family goes, I will have a lot of that because Marina's already there.
Right.
Like her songs are already there.
Yeah, sure.
They happen when they're supposed to happen.
Yes.
And is it a warning? Is it just a whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I just take it if that means her.
Right.
So some information is going to be coming.
Right.
From her. This could be bad. This could be good. I don't know. But you just roll with it.
Totally.
I'm not going to make myself paranoid over something that doesn't happen.
No, I have taken it to the next level where I have those songs that are set for Marina, right? And I do have what I call trigger songs that warn me of something in particular that's coming.
Right.
So if I hear one of those trigger songs and a Marina song, then I know that there's something that's coming there. It's really interesting the way that it works. And I do feel like the longer I do this for, the more intricate it gets, the more they give me things. So, like, we did episodes on synchronicities before. We did, let's see, I I put these here somewhere. Okay, episode 8.
Wow.
Yeah, is synchronicity. Okay.
If you, that's probably right when I was just seeing triplets.
If you go back, I should have listened to it this morning. I didn't. But if you go back and listen to it, we're not as confident, I can guarantee you. We don't talk as in depth as we are today because we've learned so much over the years.
I think I had presented to you even back then. So this is before, that's when I would have been seeing just the triplet numbers, the angel numbers, and before I was seeing 11 minutes after the hour numbers. And I remember going to you at some point and going, okay, you know that I'm seeing the triplets. You know that's been going on for a while, but that's changing now.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing as many of those, but I still see them. Like, for instance, when we do, when I'm working on the computer and recording, and this has a running time clock, I'll either, when I'm wherever in the numbers scheme, I will look up right when it hits 111, and then it's 112, 113, and it keeps going. But I look at it right when it's 111. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I do that.
I mean, what are the friggin' odds?
Yeah, totally.
You know, so, but I started sharing with you that, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. Why am I seeing less of the triplets and more of the 11 minutes after the hour?
Right.
And again, I think it's not really anything. It's like, it's the difference between learning to crawl and walk.
Right. Right. No, you're right. Yeah.
They're going, are you still paying attention?
Right. Here's because, another way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you are paying attention, you're going to now verbalize that to your wife.
Right.
And acknowledge the fact that the number schemes have changed.
Right.
Or for the most part, I still see triplets, but not as much. Yeah. I felt like it was a level up. So what is the next step? I don't know.
Yes. And I went through that. It was different for me because, like I said, 13 was added first. And then all of a sudden, I started seeing 22s and 11s more. And my ex-husband's number was 22. And so I started seeing that a lot during our divorce, a lot. And I was getting angry about it. I'm like, come on, I don't want to forever associate 22 with him. And then I thought, but you know what? I've used it since I met him. I've used 22. So it became one of my numbers.
Right. They're like, you did it. We didn't do it.
Well, and what's interesting is my dad's birthday is the 22nd of July. And my brother Dan died on the 22nd of November, which is 11/22. Wow. So I really feel like a lot of these numbers that come to us and stick with us have multiple meanings. The man I was raised to believe was my father was born on May 13th and died on October 11th. Right. Yep. So he's a 13 and 11. So it like kind of crosses, but I felt like after a while, Linda started throwing more numbers at me, more songs at me, and it just it spiraled into what it is today, which is literally a language that I can communicate with the universe with that doesn't require telepathy.
Yes.
Things, weird things happen.
Go ahead.
One of the things that started, God, I don't know, I'm going to say about 6-8 months. Yeah, okay, wait. It's been over a year. And because when my step-aunt Janet died, I all of a sudden started seeing 17s everywhere. But I didn't know why because I didn't know what day she died. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why 17s? I was trying to figure it out. And then I went, Janet. And I looked up her obituary and it was the 17th.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, I started seeing Stitch from Disney, from what's that movie called?
Lilo
and Stitch, yeah. And as a Disney fan, it's embarrassing to say I have not seen Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
There's nothing that ever drew me to it. Like, I don't, kind of like The Lion King, I was never really drawn to it, so I didn't really ever watch it. I haven't watched it still. But Stitch is one of those things that shoved down my throat to the point now where I've bought myself a shirt that has Stitch on it, and I have a little guy in my car that I found on the street, actually a little stuffed Stitch that I found just on the street one day. I don't know why. I still don't know why. Is this a Janet thing? Because it started at the same time. Or like Amanda said that one of her daughters, her favorite character is Stitch. But also that movie is about family. Ohana means family, right? And this started at the same time that we were all talking about, you know, we're moving to Vegas. And then Amanda was like, you know, we think we'll go there too. And it was like family. So I don't know yet. I don't know what Stitch is about. But these are things that are continuously put into the language for me to try and figure out. And when I figure it out, it feels right. I feel it inside that it's like, this is it. I don't question myself anymore, but I've continued to question Stitch from the beginning. Right. So maybe one day I'll find out. But
I definitely think that numbers follow you from an early age.
Yeah.
And that there's something about, I don't know if it has to do with astrological forecasts or whatever. I don't know if that has to do anything with the months you're born and all this stuff. But four has been a number that's followed me my whole life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's in my birth date, as I was born on the 14th day of the month. But I didn't play sports a lot as a little kid, but the only times that I did, I played baseball, T-ball baseball, and I played basketball at the Boys and Girls Club in Santa Monica. And every time, these uniforms that are given to the kids are not, you're not ordered or picked.
Right.
They're used season after season until they're torn up and thrown away. So you're given what you're given.
Right.
I was given the number four every time. I didn't pick the number four.
That's cool.
What I like also is pointing it out to certain people about certain situations. So I was sitting here with my mom one day and I was like trying to exercise my memory and go, can I remember all these phone numbers and addresses? So I said, wow, that's funny. The apartment that I grew up in Venice with my mom, the address was 3709.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number was 379-0543.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's current address is 1709.
Mm-hmm.
So I had messaged her. I said, do you ever notice how numbers follow us around?
Yeah, they do.
And I said, do you realize that 379 and 709 are following you everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I said, it's none of my business, but I'm assuming that those numbers in some variation are in your social security number.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, 379 are in my social security number. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Then I look at my own social security number, and that has my daughter's birth date in it.
Yeah.
311 is a number that follows me everywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
So, again.
Yeah.
Is there a greater meaning, or is it just the fact of you're not going out asleep?
Right.
Right?
Right.
You're one of the ones that woke up.
Right.
And realize that everything that you think is going on isn't exactly what's going on.
Right, right. I want to read a couple of the stories that we have here from listeners before we finish. So this is from Jackie. She said, I don't seem to get subtle signs. Mine are more like a brick being dropped on my head.
Ouch.
For example, my car starts first time every day. So the one time it refused to start, I canceled those plans. Smart. It's very smart. If there's something that is not working for you, like if you're trying to enter your credit card online or something and it's not going through, stop what you're doing. There's a reason. There's always a reason. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. Cancel those plans. Okay. There were lots of possibilities for preventing me from doing that journey, accidents, an attack on a neighbor down the road, etc., all of which I may have witnessed or been involved in if my car... if my car started.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, see, these things happen for a reason. Other than the brick walls put in front of me, I get a lot of deja vu, and mm-hmm. I can usually tell if it's good or bad. I will make decisions based around that. Only other thing I get is from people, empathetic. The main one I pay attention to is the nasty, evil, sneaky feelings. Yeah, always listen to your gut feelings about somebody.
Yeah.
And then Laura said, I keep seeing 9/11 on the clock every single day, which was weird at the time as I hadn't woken up spiritually. I asked my brother if he looked at the clock at a particular time, and he said the same. So I looked it up, and it led me to angel numbers. Mm-hmm. There is a particular song that I linked to my brother, and when I was at my mom's, we were sitting down for dinner, and I decided to put the radio on as background music. And wouldn't you know it, the song comes on. Of course it does. My brother and I looked at each other in complete shock. I believe these signs were pushing me to look further into my spirituality, which mm-hmm. led me to you.
Yeah.
By the way, I now use 911, 119, 191 as a sign that my guides and angels are with me. Absolutely. That was something else that I didn't do at the beginning is take the numbers in reverse, which I will now. And I'll take them together, too.
Yeah, I'll take them in any order, really. The one thing that jumped out about that to me, Laura, was the same thing virtually happened to me. So when I first started seeing the triplets waking up in the wee hours of the morning to go to the bathroom, and then it switched to the 11 minutes, it wasn't immediately seeing 11 minutes after every hour.
Yeah.
I was seeing 9/11 a lot. And I remember saying to you, What's going on with this?
Yeah.
Is this bad? Because yeah. I equate 9/11 with a catastrophe or a trauma that happened, or 911 emergency.
Right.
So am I supposed to be thinking emergency?
Right.
And I think you were just like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And the more that I just was like, okay. And I just kind of went with it. Then I started seeing 11 minutes after every hour.
Yeah.
But that first one was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just, you know, kind of making myself paranoid at this point.
Right.
Because I'm, again, equating it to something that I know as a human.
Yes, exactly.
Not, uh-huh. That's not a spiritual thing. Like the Twin Towers is not in the, you know, in space and in heaven.
No.
You know, the souls are.
Right.
But that whole thing, you know, so, but yeah, I did the same exact thing.
Yep.
And it just opened the doors.
It does. It really does. And you know what? Like, you can try and look for these things, but that's not how this works at all. You're supposed to just let it happen. The other day, we went to Mount Charleston, and on the way back, I can't remember what I had asked. I remember telling you, but I can't remember what it was. But I said, if this is whatever, I want to see 13s, right? Because that's Linda's number, right? And I caught myself looking, actively looking for 13s. And I was like, nope, you need to stop it. Yeah. And then what happened was I completely forgot about it. And then I started seeing 13s. And I was like, oh, yeah, that I said that, right? If you're actively looking, if you find yourself going, what is that license plate there? Because that's one where I see a lot is on license plates. What is that? What time is it? Wait, like holding your phone until it changes to 11:11 from 11:10. That's not it. What it's like a tap on the shoulder that you don't feel, that all of a sudden you look up at the clock and it's 11 minutes after the hour. Or
I share that on Facebook sometimes, a screenshot of when I happen to look at a triples or, you know, or I haven't shared a 11 minutes after, but I've done a triples before. And, you know, for some people, you might think, oh, he's just waiting for the clock to turn. No, that's honestly absolutely spontaneous.
Yes.
And it's happening exactly how I'm explaining it.
Yes.
So on November 11th, when I looked at my phone and it was 1:11 on 11:11, I was like, this has got to go on.
Yeah.
I have to share this. And then lo and behold, there's 11 likes.
Yep.
On the
post.
It
happens a lot. Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's what blew my mind, was like, then there's 11 likes.
That happened to me a lot. Like when I was going through that stage, it felt like, where all of my Facebook numbers were 11s, 13s, 22s, like all of them. I'm like, whoa, this is just a lot.
Again, I think they're trying to open the door. They want to do this with every single soul on this ball.
They would love to.
They want to, but they know it's not possible.
Yeah.
But they know that the energy, it only takes 1%, as we've talked before, to tip the scales of anything.
Right.
And if they can wake up 1% of us, it's going to change.
Yep.
It's going to change.
Yep.
The ones that don't wake up, well, then your reality is going to be different than the rest of our reality.
Yes. Absolutely.
You're going to tend to see things differently.
Absolutely.
And experience things differently.
Yep.
So I'm glad that they caught my attention. I'm really thankful, universe. Yeah. Thank you. You know, like it scared the bejesus out of me at first. Like, what's going on? And now, you know, I was like, is it poltergeist? Are they going to come out of the TV or what's going on? You know?
Yeah.
But now it's like, no, I am learning this communication. And I imagine it will always just evolve.
It will.
And it's when I'm now at a point, like I said, when I don't see that or I'm not getting it is when I worry.
Yes.
So the other part, other times, no, I know that's when I'm right where I should be.
Yeah. And I think you shouldn't worry. I know what you're saying, but I want to clarify that it's not a worry. It's like, I'm not in the right place or I'm not doing the right thing. I'm not seeing these. If I was spiritually aligned, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
If I was spiritually aligned, then I would see these.
Yes. Don't get your, thank you for correcting me. I don't, when I say worry, it's not like I've been cast out of heaven before I got there or the universe has turned its back on me.
Or something bad's going to happen.
Or something bad's going to happen. It's just a fact of I'm not doing my part to pay attention.
Yeah.
And to say thank you and to acknowledge and whatever it is, you know. I think most of it is just acknowledge.
It is.
Just be aware and acknowledge.
Absolutely.
Because maybe there will come a day where there is a greater message and they're going to be like, we expect you to have your attention by now.
Right, exactly.
You
know, yeah.
We don't want you to miss this particular message. And again, I don't mean anything bad or grandiose either, but maybe there is something important, like this young lady that shared about the car stalled, won't start.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't do it.
That's smart.
Yeah, it's very smart. Yep. And so, that's another way that they'll use the signs too. Like that. That's definitely a roadblock. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we could talk about this forever.
I know, and I'm sure there's a million points and examples I would have loved to have shared, and I don't remember them all because I'm old.
yeah, we definitely have a lot of things that happen and cool things, very cool things. I love the way the universe works. I love being able to speak their language, even though sometimes it's frustrating and I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, even like that license plate of the other yesterday when we drove down to the strip.
Jenny
cut us off just right in front of us, and all of a sudden I'm like, "Hey,
that's
and
my aunt.
You have an aunt named Jenny," and I was like, "And it's a G, not a J,
right?" And I
was like, "Oh my God, well, okay, what next?"
Well, and I didn't point this out, but the restaurant that we went to, they had basketball that was playing, and one of the guys' names was Murray, and that's her son, and so there could be something coming. That's definitely one of the ways that they let me know, when I'm going to hear from my Aunt Carol. I hear her name and see stuff everywhere about her. It's just a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a warning, but more of a like, okay, well, maybe you need to look out for this person coming around. And sometimes it's nothing.
Right.
But,
or maybe they're just saying you might hear about something.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. There was one time, remember that we heard your ex-wife's song twice. In a very short drive, and we were like, uh-oh, what does this mean? And then we saw her at a stoplight.
Right,
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and when that song comes on, we're usually like, uh-oh.
Our attention goes up. That was a good one. But we were like, is that it? Really?
But see, something could have happened that we just don't know about. And maybe Marina could come along and say someday later on down the road, oh, this such and such happened right around this time.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
But it probably was just that we were going to see her
We were going to see her,
Because it was right by their house. So I think that's what happened there. And so we do have a tendency of being like, that can't be it. Because at first I was like, that can't be it. Just that we were going to see them, that they played that song twice. But it totally makes sense.
If they want to see if you're really paying attention.
Yes.
Not just if you're paying attention, but can you put this together?
Yes, exactly.
Will you give them the credit that they deserve in trying to communicate with you? Or are you going to do the whole, that's coincidence, let me get in line, and I'm going to walk right off this cliff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Nah, I ain't not doing that.
No.
Not doing that.
No, I agree.
I'm not following the herd, man.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Uh-uh.
There's a different way. I didn't find it. It found me.
Totally. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't ask for this, people.
I didn't either. I did not. Although, remember we were looking through this book that I wrote when I was in my 20s, and it said if you were famous for anything, what would it be? What would you want it to be? And it said Pet Psychic, and that was 20-something years ago that I wrote that. So it's like, you know, maybe I did ask for this. Yeah. But, yeah,
it is.
I didn't seek it. It came to me.
You have to hear those things and recognize those things in hindsight.
Like, yeah.
Same thing with the painting. You know, I did the Hendrix and got a couple awards and told my friend, one day I'm going to do a whole series of these.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm.
And 30 years went by, 25 years went by before I painted the second one.
Yep, it's amazing.
And now I haven't stopped.
Yeah.
So how did I know that?
Right.
That's it wasn't intuition. Like one day I'd really like to be able to do this.
Right.
I called it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I posted this on Facebook. We're going to go a few minutes over, but
that's fine.
I posted this on Facebook at the new year and said, you know, what if 24 was going to have a huge impact on your life? What would that be?
Right.
What would it look like? You know, what are your dreams and goals? And a couple people are like, oh, I feel like, you know, that's jinxing it.
Right. Totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To call at,
right.
You know, and I get that because I felt like that's pretty ballsy, you know, to step up and I call it the Babe Ruth syndrome, to call the shot before you've even swung the bat.
It is very brave.
But that is at the same time calling on the universe to back you.
Yeah.
Right. And it's proof to say, if you desire it, it's pure and will help your fellow man, it will be.
Oh, absolutely.
So I said that not as a question or a request. I said it as a definitive statement that one day I will do this.
Right.
And here I am 30 years later fulfilling that statement,
yes,
not realizing that I wasn't just talking out my rear.
Right. Then. Totally.
I actually, the universe was talking through me.
Yes.
About what you're going to do with your life.
That's right. And it will do that. I've always said I'm going to write a book. Yeah. And I was like, what's your book? People would ask me, what's your book about? I don't know. I don't know. I just know I'm going to write a book.
And people get trippy when you start calling that, right?
Yeah.
Because they think, well, what are you, like, you psychic? Or
well, yes, actually.
You psychic? You know, like, you see the future.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Actually, yeah, I do.
Yeah, kind of. So, yeah. So, I don't know how else to explain that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
But.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yes, it was.
I love talking about synchronicities. And we have had so many that it's like, we should have written a book.
Yeah, I should have kept notes about it.
I know, me too. I always knock myself for that. Yeah.
I got other things going on.
Yeah, right? Plenty. Yeah.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, we've got plenty. That's my problem is I'm kind of like that ADHD person that I'm like, what do you work on now? Like, could be 50 different things. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Rolling with it, yep.
Well, we better call it.
Yeah.
And before we do, you want to share your info one more time?
Yes, you can find me at SamanthaJonesPsychicMedium.com. Look for my TV show coming up starting on the 15th.
Yeah.
And then also you can find me on Etsy. Those are more like special type readings, different things like channeled messages from your guides or pet body scans, you know, specialty type stuff. So you can find that on Etsy at Beyond the Bridge 11.
Very good. Excited for the TV show.
Me too.
And I got a reply for the music I sent to them. So.
Oh, cool. Okay, good. Yeah,
I just told them like a quick thank you for the opportunity.
Nice.
For you.
Cool.
Anyways, and for me, my art, djonesartcollection.com for the web, at djonesartcollection for Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And for my photography, my Etsy shop is djonesphotography71, and for Instagram, at djones71photography.
Very nice.
And that's it for me.
Very nice. Look at that. 111.
Yeah. Well, we hope that everybody got something out of this.
That we do.
Again, you know, if you see them, don't be scared.
No, don't
just
be scared.
Go with it. Always remember, more will be revealed.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not that at that second, it will be.
Yes.
And if it's not in front of your eyes, it will be in your heart.
Yes, I agree.
So just remember, there's nothing to worry about. If you're seeing these things, you are lucky.
Yes, I agree.
Okay?
Especially if you're recognizing
them. I'd love to
super
go downtown.
Lucky.
And see 777 on a slot so I can buy one of these houses. But that's not going to happen.
Probably
that's
not.
That's okay.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
No.
But anyways, really though, if you're seeing this, then the universe has chosen you to wake up.
Yes. So wake up.
Stand to the calling.
Yep.
And do it.
Yes.
And your life will only get better.
Yes.
So that's all.
Great.
Well, we hope everybody has a wonderful week.
That we do.
And until next week.